President pushes GOP health care bill.
Get to work and get the job done.
Supreme Court nominee weathers Democratic storm.
Judge Gorsuch really held his own with the senators.
Chicago police investigate live-streamed attack.
Don't wait until you get a knock on your door. Come down here, talk to the detective.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, President Trump and other Republicans are warning of a political cost. If the House doesn't pass the GOP health care bill, its future a day before the big vote is anything but certain. We're live this morning at the White House with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Well, the White House is in full court press on the eve of the vote. President Trump went to a House Republican fundraiser last night and told the assembly,
"It really is a crucial vote for the Republican Party and for the people of our country."
Behind closed doors, the president warned the GOP could lose its majority if the health care bill goes down to defeat. He even joked he'd come after the conservative leading the opposition. CBS News counts at least 24 Republicans who say they will vote no tomorrow. GOP leaders can only afford to lose 21 of their own, assuming Democrats stick together against the bill. To avoid an embarrassing defeat, Speaker Paul Ryan could pull the measure, but there's no indication at this point that he will. Steve?
Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch will face another day of questioning today from members of a Senate committee. CBS's Steve Dorsey is covering the confirmation hearings.
Judge Gorsuch defended himself from characterizations from Democrats he's a partisan who may allow President Trump to expand his executive authority.
I'd like to convey to you from the bottom of my heart is that I'm a fair judge.
Gorsuch also dodged questions on his views on cases involving divisive issues like same-sex marriage, pointing instead to precedent.
The Supreme Court of the United States has held that single-sex marriage is protected by the Constitution.
Gorsuch says he's agnostic to politics on the bench. Steve Dorsey, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Citing business records, the Associated Press reports former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort secretly worked for a Russian billionaire to help derail opponents of President Vladimir Putin a decade ago in ex-Soviet republics. Manafort says the work was not political in nature. Homeland Security correspondent Jeff Pegues has the latest on the new electronic gadget ban in the cabins of direct flights to the U.S. from eight countries in the Middle East and North Africa.
U.S. officials tell CBS News the new airline electronics ban is a byproduct of gathered intelligence that concluded Al-Qaeda developed the capability to hide explosives within batteries that could fit in laptop computers and tablets.
Strong storms shook things up last night in parts of the South. Fierce winds and hail battered northeast Georgia, leaving at least one person dead. This man helped a neighbor when a tree fell on his mobile home.
He said he was losing oxygen, so we were trying to rip the whole wall from right there, trying to help him out, trying to make him breathe.
And damage and power outages also reported in South Carolina and Tennessee. Now to Chicago and the investigation into a sexual assault that was live-streamed on Facebook. WBBM Radio's Bob Roberts.
Chicago police say they're making good progress identifying potential suspects and say mother and victim are cooperating with detectives. The girl's mother confronted Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson outside a district station and showed him the video.
They were pouring stuff on her and just doing, she was so scared. They were pushing her head and doing everything.
Johnson immediately assigned detectives. What angers both Johnson and the victim's mother the most, 40 people apparently watched the attack on Facebook Live but made no attempt to call police. Bob Roberts, CBS News, Chicago.
North Korea's latest show of strength was an apparent flop. U.S. officials say a missile blew up seconds after launch today. An airstrike's blamed for at least 33 deaths in an area west of Raqqa, the ISIS capital in Syria. And there's breaking news this morning from the Pentagon. Correspondent David Martin.
American helicopters have airlifted a force of some 500 Syrian fighters into an area west of Raqqa in Syria. It's the start of an operation designed to seize a major dam over the Euphrates River, which is currently held by ISIS.
In Africa, warfare has sparked a man-made famine in South Sudan and 100,000 face starvation. CBS's Deborah Pata reports from a hospital in the capital, Juba.
11-year-old James Abel is so malnourished he walks like an old man. His thin legs look as if they will break every time he takes a step. Abel is just one more victim of South Sudan's three-year civil war. 1 million children are in desperate need of food, but the fierce fighting means aid workers cannot reach the areas that need it most. 6-month-old Monica was admitted. She weighs less than 9 pounds, and when her stick-like arms are measured, it shows up red on the tape measure.
The marker says red. What does that mean?
It means the child is severely malnourished.
This war has sucked the hope from this young country. Deborah Patter, CBS News, Juba, South Sudan.
Other banks have announced upgrades in some cities, but Wells Fargo says by next week, all 13,000 of its ATMs in the U.S. will allow customers to use their cell phones instead of a bank card to get their cash. Sears says it needs to borrow more cash to stay afloat. The company that runs the historic retail chain says there's substantial doubt about its ability to survive. Sears has been cutting costs and closing stores. TV game show guru Chuck Barris has died. He produced The Dating Game and The Newlywed Game.
How many showers did your wife have in preparation for her wedding?
I don't think she had any. She takes baths. She doesn't like showers.
But Barris made his name in the 1970s when he devised and hosted The Gong Show, a zany free-for-all that featured unknown performers, and those that were bad got the gong.
That will be.
Barris said the show would be a fitting epitaph.
I think on my tombstone, it's just going to say, gonged at last, right?
Chuck Barris was 87, and there's this. Barris's first big hit was not a game show.
Last night I took a walk after dark. I swing a place called Palisades Park.
He wrote Palisades Park, a hit for Freddie Cannon in 1962. Most of us take water for granted. As we hear from CBS's Gary Nunn, one activist group doesn't.
On the occasion of Water Week 2017, the group Value of Water Campaign is calling on Congress to pump more money into the nation's water delivery system.
This infrastructure is aging. A water main breaks every 2 minutes.
Radhika Fox of the campaign says that investment is critical.
We need to make the investments in those pipes, in those treatment plants, in those water mains that bring water to people's homes and businesses.
Improving the infrastructure will be a multi-billion-dollar boon to the economy, creating more than 1 million new jobs. Gary Nunn, CBS News.
India is the country with the most people who don't have access to clean water, 78 million, according to the UN. Today, in a dusty village east of New Delhi, there was a celebration for the opening of a new water filtration plant, a first for people who live there. That's the World News Roundup for Wednesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.